notice a shape come off the top of the spire, and you see it silhouette in the sun. It's a large winged creature. It sort of goes like this, and you feel the boat shaking. And it sort of goes and flies off, and the boat drops. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the next episode of Dungeon Crawler Classic. Episode 9.
We don't count episodes, just say the next one.
The next one. Shane, Aaron, Rick,
Eric,
Calvin.
That's my name.
Yeah, they know us.
I'm Calvin.
Right.
We were in the middle.
So last time, nothing exciting happened.
No.
Not yet.
No, I had sex floating in the air. Ow, quit.
No, you didn't.
I did too.
And why you were doing that?
I banged a redhead.
I was actually getting useful
in the air. Yeah, but no one cares.
She was found out the assassins.
No. Her name.
She had a sex change.
Her name was.
You can't even remember her name.
I was on drawer.
Wasn't it Rose or something?
I don't want to see it. I don't know.
Ruby.
Her name was Ruby, yes.
Wasn't that memorable?
You freed some slaves. Ruby, Gwen, Starlight, Liliana, Lillian, and Celicia.
Yeah, Ruby, because I put a star by her name.
And yeah, so assassins.
Liliana and Lillian were assassins.
You're welcome.
Red hair, blue eyes, and freckles. No one cared. They weren't trying to kill me.
Yeah, they were going to kill one of us.
No, they weren't. We don't know that.
Yeah, we did. We did like a spell.
We did
some
a spell,
shit.
And they said we were not in any immediate danger.
And they said we were in
We weren't. We weren't.
Except now, there's this big fucking
look what you've done, Eric.
You'll have to check the tape.
Fixed everything.
Because I'm not telling you.
There was a dragon.
There was a dragon.
There is a dragon.
That picked you guys. No, it picked up your ship.
Yeah.
You guys threw some stuff in its face.
I threw some stuff in its face. You're welcome.
Unfortunately, you were about 40 feet up in the air.
I thought it was more
thanks.
Than
shut up, Calvin!
It was fair. Thanks for this.
I thought it was like 30.
No, it was 10 and 30.
We would have been higher.
It was 40 feet up in the air.
I was busy praying.
And now.
It was 30
yeah,
feet.
For 10 minutes. Thanks.
You texted me 30 feet.
I texted you.
Yeah.
You don't even have a phone.
Everybody says so.
He does have a phone.
I do. I erased it, though.
But he didn't last week.
So you guys are falling.
Yeah.
And we're going to see what happens.
Okay.
So what everyone needs to do is they need to roll a luck check.
Shit.
So you have to roll under your luck.
Yep. You want to roll a d20. You want to roll under your luck.
My luck is an 8.
It is an 8.
My luck's.
I want to roll
15.
Under.
That's really good.
You wait, fuck.
You want to be under.
You want to be under, at, or under?
1!
Nice.
Fuck.
So for
critical. Critical luck.
So for every success is minus 10% on the ship damage roll that I'm going to roll.
Shit.
So that's minus 10%.
Roll. Hey, Aaron, I did my job. What are you going to do?
Go this way.
It's
Aaron's turn next.
Okay. Damn it.
It's Jay. Jay the wizard. Come on. Then.
What is your...
6.
6 is what it's at right now.
My max. Oh, Aaron. Did I ever thank you for throwing that shit to the dragon's
face? To start, save our lives to begin with, I had to use my shit.
Why don't you just have better luck?
Yeah, like you asshole that has the best one of those coins, stats of any character I've ever seen, period.
I didn't see any leprechaun, Shane.
Dead wife.
What'd you get?
4.
Four.
Four.
I was really hoping
he'd make sure.
Me and Shane did our work.
15. 15.
I see. No, I did not.
You fuck.
I thought I succeeded the first
time. Well, right. Here.
So you negative 20%.
Damn it. You fucked that up, Calvin.
So this.
So did he.
Could you wrote it bad. I saved our lives.
He had the best possible chance of rolling.
What can I do?
Huh?
What can I do?
He didn't.
I already did what I can do.
You can pray.
44.
44 minus 20 is 24%.
Okay.
24% what?
So your ship's taking 24% damage.
That's good.
Basically.
Not if it's on the bottom.
As we fell?
Not if it's on the bottom of the ship.
No, that's really fucking bad.
So
it's a quarter of our ship is just gone.
So what happens like is the ship sort of falls. You guys all need to roll reflex saves.
Damn it.
I need to roll reflex saves for everyone on the surface to see whether or not they go overboard. Ruby rolls a 1.
Huh?
A natural 1.
No, I save her. I gotta save it. Rick, why her? You could have rolled anyone else.
Ruby dies?
You just chose
I'm
that.
Going Ruby dies?
I'm rolling a 1.
Gwen.
14.
Succeed.
There's a 1 in that.
Damn it.
Dude.
Starlight succeeds.
You wanna roll high for your
reflex.
No,
got that.
I wanna
20.
Go over in the water and save Ruby.
Dude, land on her feet.
So you wanna throw your save.
Who wants my 14?
I don't. That's lower than what I rolled.
So, reflex saves.
I'm six.
What does it need to be?
You need
save Ruby.
Yeah.
What does it need to be?
You can intentionally, like, fail if you want to do something.
Yeah. I was no, rolling. I,
11.
I'll roll for reflex. I'll just roll for something else.
You're
running
back.
And not falling.
Okay.
One.
You're plus two.
Oh, well, let me again.
I know you got a six.
I didn't know that.
I landed.
I would have rolled differently.
So Shane got a six.
I was trying to go low.
All right. So Ruby.
Stupid.
So
to go low.
Fucking bullshit, man.
You gotta tell me.
So the boat falls, and it's shit. This...
you almost... boat almost fell much. Go ahead.
It's this really terrible rocking. You hear a groaning. You're afraid the ship's gonna snap into two. You see two people fly off the ship into the ocean.
There's one redhead?
Yes.
Okay, I gotta save one. I gotta do something.
Ernest Lever!
You
didn't even remember her name!
Ruby!
You do hear the snapping of wood. Unfortunately, it's only the masts. So all the masts collapse.
We just can't sail now.
On one another.
Okay.
Can I force manipulation save her or something?
Does someone want to go down to below decks to see if the ship is leaking?
Wait a minute! Ruby was underneath the ship! Why is she flying off?
She was under the ship.
She
was getting around in there.
She's fine.
Because I remember this.
Who was the other one?
This bitch is
going
to come out and see a dragon fight?
No, she didn't.
Oh,
I remember.
That's bullshit.
I remember saying, wait, who's under the ship? And you were like, well, Ruby's under the ship, and this one's under the ship, and Moonglow. But I remember Ruby.
I remember Ruby
because I was like, shit, we're gonna fall, I'm gonna kill her.
Moonglow can fly, he's fine.
Okay.
Alright, so she's under. Shane is overboard.
Yeah, I broke his sword, unfortunately.
Roll fortitude. Let's see if you're conscious.
Roll.
Fortitude is your one.
You gotta roll high.
Roll high, Shane.
You need a 10 or higher.
If you need to know, right. You need to know.
Okay.
Alright, I'm
glad you're conscious.
Hey, you gotta tell me. What?
And
I roll it differently.
You're swimming, so you're able to get him eventually. It's not too much of an issue.
Alright, yeah. I didn't care about that.
However, your ship has no masts.
We have plenty of masts.
Masts.
Smoking! How do we fix them?
Well, it's gonna be tough to do it at sea.
Do we have oars? Can we use the mast as oars?
You don't have any oars.
So we're just stuck at sea?
Do we have splitting
axes? Maybe so. What?
We have to have axes and stuff like that on board ship in case we take damage and we have to repair the ship.
We have axes.
So let's cut the masts into oars.
Where are you going to put the oars, though? From the deck?
Yeah.
That's a long oars.
It's not a tall ship.
So you act from the ship now, aren't you?
It was a tall ship before we were falling.
It was high. It wasn't tall.
I mean, it's
like
got,
it doesn't have five decks
it's
above
got three
the water.
Decks.
Yeah, but like the bottom deck is in the water, so it's only like two decks high.
True.
And they're not big decks.
It's true. It's not really built for oars, though. Like, you're going to have to build places for the oars to rest, assuming you can even make them that long.
I mean, the masts are... the masts are long, right?
Eric, can't you just turn into, like, a tadpole and push us or some shit?
It takes a lot of effort. I do have some silk. Remember that silk I got?
That silk isn't going to help. You were praying for, like, 20 minutes while we were fighting a dragon.
Yeah, for the detriment of myself, I got to go kill a giant snake.
Well, you shouldn't have prayed.
I have...
You know how many snakes I got killed? No, because I ain't got
I have to
no
kill
key.
A giant snake in the next month, or my god hates me more, I guess.
And you'll never
die,
know.
Don't you die?
You'll never know whether
it's a snake. I'll take care of that.
Alright, so
the month is up.
So Calvin is trying to lead the construction of oars.
This isn't going to work.
Alright.
You got something else.
So roll.
Hold on.
Is this what we want to do? Captain, what his best idea is.
You want me to turn into a giant frog?
Is this what we want to do? Can you pray to your god or some shit?
No, I can't!
He's pissed.
Yeah.
I don't have enough power to get to that point. I'll get gills. I guess I'll need a boat then. I'll swim.
For how long?
For
like 5 minutes?
Do you want me to swim and go get help or some shit?
Can we build a place on this second deck? Like holes to put the oars in?
Portholes?
Can't you use your magical
how
thing
How are we
going to
row these things? This is a big fucking boat.
We have women here, dude. Put them down there. They can row.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, they have superior upper body strength.
Yeah. I think we're better off trying to make some kind of propeller system, and we have to sit inside going like this.
Wait, this was a flying dragon, right?
It was.
I mean, so how out to sea are we?
Wait, where is it now?
We use rigor mortis.
It flew back to his rock.
Prop it up on the deck,
and use its wings as sails.
It's not dead. It's back on the thing.
Yeah, let's kill it and go
okay,
get it.
Okay, go kill it. None of you guys hit it.
That would be pretty cool.
None of you guys hit it. I hit it once. You guys all were pussies.
I hit it once.
No, it's trying.
Hey, wait. What about the seeds I put in its mouth? Do we know what happened with that?
You might go investigate. You can't see the dragon now. He's on the rock.
Should we go? How far is the rock?
Huh?
How far is the rock?
It's about
a mile.
500 yards.
Oh. Not far.
We're stuck between the rock and a hard place.
No person has ever swam that.
So, Ruby and people come above deck.
I should probably fish.
Can we, like, sacrifice them?
For what?
Somehow?
For what?
I just really want to get rid of this girl.
Why? What did she do to you?
She didn't.
That's what she didn't do.
She turned him down.
Not at all! You guys were wasting time and I was getting valuable information, and then you threw seeds into a dragon's mouth. Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome. And it was so good, you probably should just...
He threw a seed into her ship.
I didn't break the ship.
All right.
I saved us from getting broken more.
I didn't break the ship.
How about...
Is there a way can we put the mask back up somehow?
How are you going to winch it up?
With force manipulation.
You just get a bunch of people outside.
That's that strong, right?
Doesn't magic.
You can try, but I don't think you're that strong.
Flaming hands, Aaron. That'll work.
I don't think it's gonna work.
What?
No. Can we just get everybody to, like, get behind and just kick?
You just need to do it predator style.
I can carry up to 100 pounds.
100?
Yeah.
Darkness.
It's not nearly enough.
I want to pick up the whole mass, just the end, right?
It's not nearly enough.
100 pounds of just going like this?
It's not nearly enough.
How much is a whole piece of wood weigh?
How tall is the mast?
A whole piece of wood?
85 foot ship.
Now you're making it taller.
No, it's 85 foot. The way I drew it last time, it was like 85 or 90 feet long. How tall is a mast on that side of the ship? 20 feet.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe.
The masts on a tall ship are at least as tall as the ship itself.
This is different.
It's not.
Could be.
How many masts are there? Two?
Two.
There's two masts.
Okay. So they're each probably close to 60 feet long. And for a ship that size, the base could be anywhere from 18 inches to, like, a foot, which... That's over 1,000 pounds. That's...
For the whole log?
Yeah.
I'm not needing to lift the whole log.
You have to lift one end, which is a lot more than 100 pounds.
Not by myself.
Just stack them up together.
This isn't a half-pound bag of gummy bears, Aaron.
Look, what we do is I take this with my force manipulation, and everyone else starts here. And people lift, and I lift and help steady and keep it moving while we all lift it together to get here. And then here, I don't need a whole lot of pressure, so I just, my 100 pounds can just hold it here while we fix the base.
Does that work right?
No. What? But let's try it.
It could work. Why couldn't it work?
Because it's not enough.
What's not enough? Rick says it works.
It's not enough.
People are lifting.
Let's roll for it and see what the Dungeon Master says.
It's like that.
Let's roll for it.
And then up there, it's balancing some, and I just hold it a little bit.
I won't argue with you. Let's roll for it.
So Captain Crisp,
you did argue.
Is like, this is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. let's ask his advice.
I asked Rick.
We should drink
his advice.
What?
What?
I'm in.
Is like AC/DC have a drink on me?
We gotta fix this problem.
We'll fix the problem.
How?
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
I know you do. I do too.
We might be able to get. We could use the ballista's winch in order to raise one of the masts back.
Didn't think about that, did you?
I didn't know we had a winch.
How are we gonna.
You tried to kill the only winch.
We winch it up, though.
We fired shit.
Well, we'll have to. Tie it to the end of it.
Tie it to Rose and throw her over.
Who's Rose?
And then winch Ruby. It. Winch it this way.
Yeah.
We could try it.
I like that better than your magic.
I don't think the.
Calvin, I don't shut think it'll up. Work, the DM's telling us it'll work.
I mean, the DM as the captain, as a character, is telling us that it might work.
Yeah, but he has the most experience of everybody.
Let's
try. This captain knows way more about
Ian. I'm not saying no, let's try that, I'll also use my force manipulation idea to help pull it up as well, and where it's a win-win.
How's that a win-win?
hope we do it.
Because I'm right too.
He doesn't get it. Cast.
If we try that first, and as long as we don't lose him, we can always make him into wars afterwards.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm unfortunate that he just goes, "Bing!" His wings it somehow.
So let's anchor the base to the deck.
Yeah.
That way it can't slip and poke a hole through the hull of the ship.
Yep.
Well, can we set it up to where it needs to go? Right.
Yeah, we
like
can try.
Go here, like set it up here, and make sure it's not going to move.
Yeah, but it's
just tilt
it's like several thousand pounds. We'll need like the whole crew to lift one end.
Yeah.
And let's try force
manipulation.
Let's try it.
It's not very strong.
So roll force manipulation, and you roll winch power.
Winch power.
Winch power.
Meaning strength.
It's just the device.
Okay.
Let's see
19.
If the winch holds out.
I got 19.
19 plus one at least gives you at the 20.
As above, but the spell creates two shield walls. Each also provides protection against magic missiles 50% of the time.
What do you mean shield walls for?
It's not very useful.
No, but like the lesser
one. You put
one,
like shield walls
is
and guide it.
The lesser one is the platform.
I would do like a V.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Can I make two platforms?
Sure.
That
makes it like this.
No.
Guide it in a slot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, make your shield walls like this and guide the damn thing.
I mean, I could do that with my floating orb thingies, right? Just
your shield walls.
Because I get two.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. Do a V formation like this.
Got it up there.
Quack.
Quack. What'd the winch get?
What should I add to it or take away from it?
Nothing.
14.
14? Okay. So it winches up. It's kind of swinging there. So you guys need to reattach it.
Yeah.
There's like tar and glue and stuff like that below. Put that on and then just wrap it up with cloth.
We should.
Is that what the captain says?
We should do kind of like splints. So any lumber that we have, like put it alongside the mast to strengthen it, and then wrap it with rope, and
blow on it so it
make
dries
sure
faster.
Make sure we keep water on the rope.
Plenty of hands.
So it keeps. Shrinking.
No, it's glue.
Okay, so you guys do that, and you're able to get one sail operation.
Okay.
So
that sail's operational.
It's limping, but it's moving.
Can we get the other one to work or no?
It's in a bad position for the winch.
We can, since we have one already up and it's usable, we can take a
rope
pulley
over it.
up to the crow's nest and use it as a crane now.
It's true, but do you want to put the extra weight on it?
Yeah, we'd be at risk of us breaking it again, though?
Well, if it's operational, it's going to be able to withstand a great amount of force from the wind.
That's true.
I would say it shouldn't have any trouble with the winch. Because the winch is just going to be pretty much straight down force. It's not going to be pulling one way or another.
Let's give it a shot.
All right.
I still got my little platforms.
All right.
I'll say plus five for the platforms.
And we have...
Plus five.
Plus five? 11.
11. It's up. You don't think she'll stand in a... It was just worsely damaged than the other one. So
okay.
If you get
so
too
like
high winds, you think it's probably going to snap.
Okay, so we should probably not leave it up. Because that's just going to be a liability later. Let's lay it alongside the deck. And just keep it.
Okay.
We can always cut it up into oars later if we need to. Or use it as... Like cut it in half and use it as braces for the mainsail that we have.
So you lay it down...
Turn into a bag or we get that dragon.
That's true.
You see, go get the dragon.
Let's see what the weather's like.
62.
Hot. Alright. So it's very hot. You guys are moving along. Like I said, it's limping, but it is moving forward. Everyone's pretty freaked out from that experience. Who is up in the crow's nest?
The one girl with the bow, right?
Okay.
Make sure you sit up. That you were in shot. We see now.
Six.
An hour goes by. You guys were able to sail through the night, so you were able to heal a point of damage if you took any damage. You get back a point of luck.
Yay!
But you go through the night. The next morning, around dawn.
I did have my pencil in here.
Some fog.
Sorry, I left it.
Or max is five right now, right?
For luck?
For current hit points.
That's...
Your max is five.
Your max is five right here, yeah.
It sucks.
Mine's three.
I have lucky. Black plate armor.
So, she shouts, "Land ho!"
Good.
Aaron's looking for
it. Zach, a ho?
Okay.
Ruby's your sea ho.
So we move along.
It is.
Is it?
It's not the island of Salamis.
Okay. Zach.
You're still about 3 or 4 days away from that.
Is there a dragon with roots growing out of its mouth on top of this land?
No.
Good, then not. We didn't go in a circle.
There is not.
We sailed away from that. We should have went back and killed it.
We should have, yeah.
Right, dying.
Is there like a shipwright or something?
You can't tell from here if the island's inhabited, although it is large.
Hmm. We should sail around it.
Shouldn't we try to like repair our ship better now that we have resources?
Yeah.
Do we have resources?
Is there
wood? Are there trees on this island?
Yeah.
It's heavily forested. Maybe a lot of ships there.
Should we sail around for a small while to see if we can find a port city or fishing village or something?
Yeah, because I mean, put otherwise, like, we'll just be sitting in the water still. Just, we can't go in too far.
Yeah.
Or else we've got jolly boats.
Yeah, but we'll just be leaving our boat just sitting in one spot.
True.
We'll leave the frog there.
Vulnerable.
The frog there?
Yeah.
There's pirates in these waters
the
as well.
The frog is in the boat, Calvin.
So you're rolling, you're sailing around the island.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got cabin fever.
See anything on the island?
Well, you do. You see what looks like civilization, but it's like villages and it's not like
a fishing port village
or something like that. Yeah.
So just a general.
Do they have like totems, or are they more?
So like totems?
So they're primitive natives.
They see your ship, and they seem to be screaming.
Gods
are they
coming.
Waving their arms? Or
they're waving their arms.
They're hungry.
They're cannibals.
Or they think we're gods.
Cannibals?
What a quartet.
Like the yogurt.
Except that's actually not true.
That was Dan of cannibals.
Gold guys.
Gold guys?
Golden gods.
So should we go there, or should we just leave?
I don't think we should go there.
In FTL, when you stop by the people that say help, sometimes they just take your shit.
Yeah.
We can just raid these fuckers.
Like, with what? It didn't hit nothing when we fought last time. You would have spent half an hour praying to your god instead of fighting a dragon.
Yeah, I'm devout.
It was 10 minutes, not half an hour.
There might be a snake on the side.
You're right.
There's a lot more chance than out in the ocean.
Yes.
Yeah, but I could die.
Maybe.
There's gotta be some sea serpents.
Are there any snake totems in this village?
You can't tell from here.
Why are you looking for totems?
To see how primitive they are.
There's definitely totems.
Okay. I don't like this. Are they made from human skulls?
Not that you can
can't
tell.
Tell. Or are it's they too far?
Do they like frogs?
What's the captain? Does the captain know where we are?
Uncharted.
Uncharted.
I love Nathan Drake.
We should go. We should go.
We should go in or
should
leave?
Should we go to the island?
Yes. I wouldn't go here.
What do you think? Should we go to the island?
Sure.
Here?
Let's go to the island, Shane.
Fuck.
Let's do it, man.
I don't like being outvoted.
Why not?
So you take.
Rick brought us to an island. Let's check out this island.
So you take the jolly boats to the shore?
Is it just
us? One jolly boat.
Is it just us?
We leave people on the ship, yes.
Is it just you guys?
Is it just us going?
Probably, since we're the most able. Not.
What's
Ruby.
Our demon friend's name?
No, I don't want to take Ruby. She could get her.
What's our demon friend's
or
name?
She could be thought of as a goddess,
Moonglum.
And we could.
Is he still with us?
You can bring Moonglum. Although he might freak people out.
He might.
Well, he has a fucking. What's your companion?
Beedrill.
Giant bee? That'll freak people out.
It's accurate.
That's what they're doing. Like, get the fuck that bee out of the way!
Not the bees! Not the bees!
We hate bees!
We can't afford EpiPens.
Maybe they're bee worshippers.
Nah, doubt it.
Alright, so you guys are
in a cage dive.
Rowing out.
Yeah.
The people on the shore are still doing their screaming, but now they're pointing.
Oh shit, it's in the water!
From behind you comes the sound of men shouting. Turning, you see that the sailors on the ship are trying to unanchor the ship.
Just go back!
Because something hits the ship from beneath.
We can fight, it could be a giant sea snake!
We're in a little boat.
Eric.
It could be a sea snake. Let's go get it.
I'm trying to listen.
You
to
have
the
to kill.
Voice in our head.
Jump in the water and look. Turn into turn into a little thingy.
Takes a lot of effort.
What?
Save it. The big ship begins to splinter around the sailors.
What?
We just did rolls to save the stupid thing.
Should
have brought Ruby.
You told me not
to. You hear screams as the ship begins to sink beneath the waves. Catch a glimpse.
I'm so glad we brought Moonglow.
Of pale aqua, but the sailors do not seem to resurface.
Ruby jumped though, right?
Well, do you want to go over and investigate the wreckage?
No, she jumped off.
We can't do it back.
She had to have been there waving goodbye to me. She would have jumped.
No, she was on the very edge, like roses.
Well, the assassins and everything.
Do you want to go see if you can save anyone?
This whole story's just turning a whole different way.
We should probably try and save people.
Yeah,
we'll,
let's go fight
we might
a sea,
die.
We could fight a sea serpent underwater.
There's a guy trying to save people.
We're already stuck on this island.
This could be the end of our adventure.
It could be.
Fucking Jack Shepherd could be on this island. We don't know.
You guys shouldn't have stopped. Yeah.
Well, why'd you give us an island? Don't you want us to go here?
See, Aaron, I told you we shouldn't stop here. I got outvoted. This is what happened.
I didn't vote.
You did vote. You said let's go to the island.
You did.
You did.
You, all three of you voted to go to the island.
I needed to ask you to go to the island. Like, yeah, I love Yoshi's Island.
What?
Let me guess. He texted it to you.
So
and you
did notice that some people had jumped off. As you begin to row closer, you see some people hanging to debris.
Yes, let's save them. Get in the boat.
Wait, what about our dwarf friend?
Yeah, right. We need him. Ruby, the captain.
He's not actually royal. Moonglove support the weight of a man with his wings.
No.
Really?
You also notice the unmistakable triangles of shark fins that begin to converge on the wreck.
We'll save them.
Mm-hmm. So, who do you go to save first?
Is he red?
You see...
Yes, redhead.
Just red hair.
You
drowning.
See Igor.
Oh, ooh,
like Eric.
That,
the dwarf.
The dwarf that you said you needed.
Him.
We need him!
You see Eric. The captain.
I'm good.
And the navigator.
I throw Aaron at him.
You see Ruby.
Good. Damn it.
Gwen. Starlight.
Gwen Starlight, that was the archer? Or was that the other one?
Gwen is the archer. Starlight is the elf wine maker.
Yeah.
We need Gwen.
We need to try to save them all.
Those are who you see. Who do you go to save first?
I'm going Ruby.
No,
we gotta get the dwarf.
I'm
jumping out for Ruby.
Okay, you can jump out.
I jump out and I'll paddle it back over. Damn it.
I can't jump out.
Is she panicking in the water though? She might take you under.
Can they just all swim towards us?
I mean,
they'll swarm the boat.
They're holding onto like pieces of wood and things that the ship
barrels
is going
and shit.
Into.
Rick's gonna kill Ruby. I know he is.
Are we not worried at all about why they just sunk?
But because the ship sank, like the waves are crazy, and there's something that seems to be moving the waves from underneath.
And there's sharks here. They're afraid of some giant monster under the water. Sharks are showing up. Our pets' heads are falling off.
So who do you want to go after first?
I vote.
We gotta go.
I vote the dwarf.
Yeah, we got
one of the four useful people: dwarf, captain, Gwen, or navigator.
Gwen.
She's a fantastic archer. We could use her as an
archer.
NPC.
You'd be hitting her up though last night, man.
You were showing her your wood and everything, huh?
All right.
She has my bow.
It was curved.
So as you guys are deciding, you also notice that the natives seem to be getting a ship as well.
You have
a ship coming towards you.
Or eat us.
What the hell is in this water? That's freaky.
It's a
ship.
It's a giant sea serpent.
Which is like a snake.
It is a snake.
Okay, well,
and
I don't know that
yet.
Right now it's aqua shit, and everybody's going
turn
down.
Turn into a frog tail thing and go swim real fast and save everybody.
Yes.
You have the best AC of any of us. A shark could bite you and just go ting!
I have to be so high to do anything like that.
What do you mean high?
Like, I have to have a high score.
You did it before.
If I roll an 18 to 19, I grow gills on my neck.
What?
I don't swim more.
You did it before, you
look,
swam.
Yeah, I got gills!
The caster's legs double in girth, his ankle joints extend, and his lugs double back like a frog's. He can now hop distances equal to twice his normal walking speed, and he can make a standing leap across chasms or spit. Transformation lasts for 1d6 turns.
Nothing about swimming.
You can fucking swim like that tadpole-like tail.
This you can swim at.
Swim at
speed
equal
to
double.
Your,
so if you get this, you get this shit too. I don't want to get it. I can't swim.
Do you want to be Aquaman, Eric?
I'll do it, but I'm not jumping out until I do it.
Just stand up and be like, Aquaman!
I'm not gonna save her first, I'll tell you that.
Six.
You don't fail.
You don't fail.
No, I do. Lost. Oh. Failure.
It does.
Well, no.
But it's not a critical failure where it's a pain to obtain.
Yeah. So
and
it's
you're
not
up
so
to
bad.
You're up to a three now.
Okay, so who are you going after first? Are you getting out to swim?
You have robes and shit too. You gotta worry about. You're gonna strip down.
She's probably less than 200 pounds.
You wanna borrow some plate armor?
Yeah, I could force hands are made.
Yeah.
What?
Force my hand. What?
You can use force and still be consensual, Cal.
Yeah, it's true. All right. Well, if we're gonna go another way, I'll use this trying to like.
Okay.
I do not want to hear that from my brother-in-law ever.
Damn it, Cal.
My feet are on this half of the board.
Damn it.
You're reaching across. They worked for a long time. They're right here. They have been like this for like the last 15 minutes.
No, because it would take so much just to get an apple size.
It wasn't me. It must have been him. I promise they have not moved.
No. It would take so long. There's no way I'm doing that. It takes six just to get to that. I need another three to get to a 100-pound thing. I can't. I'll just jump in. Do I see anything swimming around her?
Sharks! No. Shark fins!
I'm sure it's very fast.
Shark fins sounds silly when there's a giant monster right underneath them.
Silly?
Yes.
They attacked the big thing attacked the ship. He didn't go after the little guys.
They could be its pet.
It's domesticated.
Who looks like they're in the most danger?
Well, Igor, because he's hardly conscious anyway, just from being drunk all the time. So Igor is definitely the one that looks to be struggling the most. You don't know if it's just because he's a dwarf, he's drunk.
Are they all just vastly separate locations? Can't, like, swim towards this group and pick up, like, two and then swim over here and pick up, like, two?
We have a little rowboat, right?
Yeah.
We have to swim.
You know what I mean?
Just row to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But, like, if we're heading towards Igor, are there, like, three people on the way?
So there's, like, okay. Well, all right. We'll
draw it out.
Here's this guy. Here's this one. Here's this one. Here's Ruby. You fuck! All
right. So we'll do this. So we'll say this is your ship. Okay.
Boat.
All right. That is Ruby.
Oh, my God. Why?
Who's this?
This is the captain.
I feel like you just twirl that one backwards.
That is Igor.
Fuck.
That's fuck.
Bam! That's in the blue.
That is Gwen.
Okay.
That is Starlight.
You threw that fucker, I'll tell you that.
That's a little bit
screwed when it's Ruby.
The captain, he went like this and put a backspin on it.
And that's the navigator.
That ain't gonna go anywhere.
There you go.
Okay, so we do this.
We just forget about the captain. That's what you're saying.
We could let him come in first.
I mean, we don't have a boat anymore.
Yeah, but he's right. We have no boat.
Captain of what?
A navigator would be important.
Yeah, yeah, Captain Jack Sparrow still did pretty well on his own.
He's a professional sailor, though. Yeah, we're out at sea. Kind of lost survival or anything else. But I mean, this one, we go there, and then it's a long way to anywhere. We go here, then we go and pick up these three, and then get the last one that's really far.
How about
well, and then this? You could get him on the way back.
Yeah.
Because you're probably coming back to shore.
We gotta come back to shore anyway. Let's do that. Who's here? Gwen? Who's this?
No, this is Gwen.
No.
Yeah, that's Starlight.
Who's this one? Who's this?
No.
This is Gwen. That's Starlight.
That's Gwen. That's Starlight. That's Ruby.
Yeah. Who's this? So you? That's the guy that everyone wanted to go
get.
Why don't we go like this?
Igor.
Like important people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but you're wasting so much time getting one, two.
An important guy.
Why is he important?
He's a captain. He's a professional sailor.
Of what?
We're out of sea. He's a professional sailor.
Of what? We have no ship. We have a little rope.
You're an island. You're a captain. Someone knows what's up, man.
He's been in this situation before.
Just try to make, because like here are the furthest two points, and these are the points that are closer to those end points. So we start at the one that's closest to us and make the circuit.
But the captain obviously would be the best one to be able to survive in water.
No, even on island, like shipwrecked people. I mean, he would know. He's the number one guy we should get, I think.
I just think that he would be able to survive the longest in water if it ships him.
So one vote for the captain.
But didn't you say he's barely conscious?
Igor's
barely conscious.
Okay. I would say he's the one that would be least likely to survive Because he's supposed to go down with the ship. That's the shortest amount of time from the ship going down and him
so
having
to
float.
So he wants to die.
He's surviving.
So he wants to die. Leave him alone.
No, he doesn't. Nobody wants to die.
To be fair, he didn't go down with the last ship.
We scuttled it.
That's fine. Let's get one away.
Just saying.
What Aaron said, you know, because he's a professional sailor, he probably knows what he's doing.
I say...
He'll probably tread water.
This way.
Yeah, he probably tread
water. You want to do that?
All right, so... Calvin wants to go here
Calvin,
first.
You fuck.
And you want to go here first.
What?
You went this way.
Well, yeah.
Not like this way.
I did, yes. I went like this.
That's terrible.
This is far better, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Go here to this.
So go here,
okay,
to here,
yeah.
And then all the way here, and then all the way there?
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't saying from right. here to here. I was like this.
Okay. So Captain First or Captain Last?
I vote Captain Last.
Eric? Captain First, Captain Last.
Captain Last.
Shane?
You guys remember what happened last time? You all voted?
We're just voting.
Captain First, Captain Last.
I will
last.
Say that he can probably tread water better than everybody.
Yeah.
Professional sailor.
It's Captain Last?
Yeah.
He's probably also drunk, too.
No, he wasn't. We were discussing fixing shit. And
I mean, he has wood, right?
His solution was to drink on it.
Yeah, but there's a serpent in the water, right?
I don't know.
And sharks.
Something made it go down.
Yeah. Right. And sharks.
So three for Captain Last.
All right.
So you go here first.
That's Gwyn.
It's Gwyn.
With your bow.
Who you get easily. She does not have her bow.
That gun, Gwyn. That was my bow.
Well.
The next would be here and then over, right?
Yep. So I have to roll.
Roll what?
Dice.
For the captain?
My dice are over there. Oh, yeah. I have to roll luck for all of them. So Captain?
Should have done mine.
Captain's fine. Ruby's fine. 11, they're alright. And Igor? Igor's fine. Alright. So.
Going there.
Okay.
So you get Ruby.
Good.
Okay. She's in the ship.
Put her in the ship there.
Yeah.
Captain?
9.
Fine. That group?
9.
And Igor?
Set. Fine. Alright, so we go to the two group.
Yep.
You pick them up, right?
Yep.
Good.
So, as you're doing this, you notice that the tribal people are at the captain.
Okay.
And the captain's climbing in.
Okay, good. See?
And he started killing
them. So he's getting out into the boat.
He's into the boat.
They start chumming the water for that
3.
Shit.
Igor's fine.
Good, go get Igor.
Now we have to roll for you on your return journey.
We're going to have to do a return journey regardless.
Well,
now the captain's safe.
It's the creature. Rolls to see if he spots you. He does. All right. So.
What was I going to do with this? Don't look at me like that.
Stats.
Calvin looks at me like it's my fault. We're going to go there regardless. No, this be true.
All right. So. Let's see. A shark.
Huh.
That's not a snake.
This one not. Is just a shark.
Punch him in the nose.
It's a shark that took down 75% of our boat?
No. I don't know how that happened.
It must be the Megalodon. Came up on Kong.
Alright, no. So this guy sticks his head out.
That looks like a snake.
That is not a shark.
Is that a snake?
That's a snake.
It's a Gyarados.
Gyarados.
Alright, I'm in now.
Little hands.
Jump in!
He does a tail sweep on your boat.
Who that guy does?
Yeah.
He said a shark.
No, this guy.
What happened to the shark?
He ate the shark.
Damn it.
Always a bigger fish.
14's pretty good. That hits your boat.
Fuck me.
Your boat takes some damage. I need 4 of these.
Let me roll.
8.
15.
Fuck.
Wait, I have a spell of like protection or holy sanctuary, right?
You do.
Let me see if I can use that by.
There it is. Enemies find it difficult to focus on attacking the cleric.
They are distracting the cleric, more able to dodge their attacks. So that's. I know there was a way of like doing it for.
Sure. Roll it.
Right, okay, let's roll it.
See what happens.
Trying to get a 14. You can focus him on
5.
Failure.
But you don't lose it.
Can I do a blinding attack to this guy?
Sure. Try.
Okay. Yeah, everybody try something.
Yeah, you can try to attack.
Don't you have a... Doesn't he have a great feet thing? Fighter feet?
He does. He needs to roll a d3. Along with
he doesn't have a d3.
Roll a d6. Round it.
All right, roll these two. Roll to hit, and...
That misses.
Fuck me. Would a plus 4 to AC help?
Yes.
Oh, did it save this?
Possibly.
And if sync blast and fire strikes in perfect range. I could try flaming hands on him. Is fire strong against the water creature?
Probably.
What? Since he's above the water? He's not in the water, he's above the water, right? He doesn't like fire, right? I guess I could try that.
Alright. Okay, so your ship takes enough damage that it breaks.
I need to roll.
You see...
Ships were not built by Floki.
You see the tribal men turn their ship around and come back for you. 85.
85. It's a 10 to 60% chance, so I guess it doesn't change.
Oh, very nice. So they're able to get to you.
Good.
And they pull you in.
Good.
And they're able to get back.
Good. They know how to traverse this water level.
This water level?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they pull you all into their ship.
Damn
they
it.
Sail back.
You're gonna get eaten, dude.
They're trying to speak to you. You can't understand it.
Damn it.
Does one of us have some kind of a...
Do you have any snakes?
Comprehend language?
I don't own that yet. It might be in that book that we have. I have a book.
With the captain's there, he probably is well-versed in languages.
My other DCC character has that, but I've never been able to
use
it.
Does anybody we saved, which was everybody?
Yeah, you saved everyone.
Does everybody, anybody speak this?
Wait, what about the assassins?
You didn't see them.
Huh. Good. Fuck them.
And none of the other, like, handsmen people? None of them, they're all gone?
The crew?
Yeah.
None of them surfaced that you saw.
Hmm, okay. The spell book. Is there a way I can use a spell book to find comprehend language so I can understand them?
It'll take days.
Oh, we might have a while here.
You might have a while.
So we're just on an island.
So
we can't speak any languages.
I wonder if that snake like circles the island if I can try to get it sometime.
Dude, maybe he's like the Avatar. Remember the little snake with the mustache?
Yeah, the Unagi. Unagi. Yeah,
so
yeah,
Unagi. You just have to ride it.
They get you on the shore and they sort of drag you onto the beach, and they sort of put your faces down so you're bowing.
God damn it.
They're like, hold her, hold up, hold her, hold her.
Alright, I stand up.
Do you?
Don't stand up.
Don't stand up.
Can I just sit up?
Fierce gaze!
you look up, and you see native women clad in white cotton dresses, head downcast, repair what looks like fire damage to several huts. As they stoke a central cooking fire.
Are they hot?
All the women are tattooed.
Central cooking fire?
Shit. You knew this.
A cooking fire?
The ornate body art depicting butterflies, serpents, and fish, among other things.
They're gonna eat us.
No. One particularly large hut in the center of the cluster has two rotting corpses standing in front of it.
We're still good.
The bodies clearly dead from the gruesome wounds and discolored flesh nonetheless stumble aimlessly. You see that the zombies have been blindfolded and their waists are tied by short ropes to stout stakes.
We're still okay.
You zombies. See no men or children.
They're just women?
Mm-hmm.
Clad in white. They can't be that bad.
Maybe they need to...
Dude, there's a disease on this island that turned the men into zombies.
They point at the zombie, like the huts of the zombie creatures.
Yeah.
And then they point at you. And that's where we'll win.
Not me.
This adventure.
We charge and we attack. We kill the zombies.
I need a magic missile.
I just try my tadpole transformation, scare the fuck out. I'm like, ah! They're all like, ooh, let's run.
You can't see 3PO.
Eric, you do that and I'll lift you up with my force manipulation.
No!
Yeah, we should do that!
Come on! Please come back. We're going to try that next time.
All right, thanks, guys, for joining us on this adventure of DCC. You can see the next episode right now on patreon.com over that way. Is it that way?
I don't know what camera it's on right now.
I don't know.
It's on that side.
You have to come back to find out.
And sorry, I wasn't very active. I got a terrible migraine. Just have to keep looking down and shit.
To support us on Patreon, we'll buy them. So.
Yep.
Yeah, buy him Tylenol.
It's a tumor!
It's not a tumor.
We'll get him a Yorgrain.